Proposals in a government-commissioned review of Ireland's energy security have been condemned as technically flawed and unrealistic. The Irish Academy of Engineering says the report should not be used to underpin future energy policy development. Our economics correspondent Robert Short has more on this. Robert, first of all, you might remind us of what the report, which has been criticised here, contained. What was it saying about what we needed to do to address this issue of energy security?
So this report was commissioned by the government and it was published just last month. It was called The Security of Energy Supply of Ireland's Electricity and Natural Gas Systems, and it was published by the Green Party leader Eamon Ryan's Department of Environment, Climate and Communications, and it basically set out a range of potential solutions to ensure the security of Ireland's energy supply. And I suppose the main one was that it rejected the idea of an onshore LNG terminal, and instead it said that one that might be more appropriate was a floating offshore LNG terminal. And it also spent a little bit of time talking about the potential for so-called green hydrogen, which is a new technology that's being developed. And the Irish Academy of Engineering, in their initial assessment of it, and they say that they're going through the report in more detail because it has gone out to public consultation. They basically attack it for, as you say, they describe it as technically flawed and unrealistic in the assumptions about, particularly about that new technology, green hydrogen. They go on to say that they describe this as policy by aspiration approach, and they say that it's not realistic in terms of the role that the report envisages could potentially be delivered by green hydrogen as an alternative supply of energy. And they also say that, you know, what Ireland really needs is a permanent LNG terminal, because by the end of this decade, by 2030, the supplies coming from Corrib will be exhausted. And we'll be solely dependent then on the pipeline from Moffat in Scotland. And that if that went down for any reason, Ireland's entire gas supply and economy would basically be down in 20 minutes. And they say that we need a backup. They say technically the floating terminals, yes, it's feasible, but that would only supply around 4 days of Ireland's supply. So therefore, it's not really going to provide that kind of security that the Academy believes is needed.
All right. And that submission among those invited when the report, the original report, was published last month. And no doubt we'll go into whatever process follows from that. Robert Short, thank you very much for that.